Right now, we're actually joined by not only Meg Mack, but a bunch of the folks that tour with her and play with her. And thank you so much for joining us on Hangout Radio here at the Zoo Lounge.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys hail from Australia, but where have you been of late? I know that you got on here, you were talking about you're all excited, you got the new album coming, you guys are working on it. Have you been in Texas, or are you just headed there tomorrow?
I've been in Texas for about a month in Fort Worth making my album.
Right on.
Yeah, these guys just arrived on Monday.
I guess that's something that, I mean, for any artist that has to be watching that come to fruition, that has to be a huge deal for you. I know you've got, what, one or two previous EPs before this?
One EP.
One EP. And that's the one, that would be the EP that Roll Up Your Sleeves is on?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, we've been playing that song. We've got a lot of favorable response from that. You roll with a crew now, you know, that said, hey, Meg Mack's going to come over, but you rolled down with everybody. Would you like to give us a quick introduction to who you've got on the bus with you?
Yeah, like right down the other end is James. He's playing some tambourine and some percussion.
Right on.
Then we've got Nick, who's playing keyboard.
All right.
And then we've got Tomek, who's playing guitar.
Miranowski. I can actually say Miranowski because my last name is Plashinsky, so I'm not going to mess up your last name for one time probably in your life. Very cool.
And then there's Danielle here. She's doing some singing.
Cool.
And Hannah, who's my sister.
Oh, right on. All right. Well, Hannah and Danielle doing some singing with you. I did not know that Hannah was your sister. Very cool. Well, nice to meet all of y'all. We appreciate you taking the time to come over here. Now, you just ended up performing. Did it end up being in your own time slot, or were you pushed back a little bit?
I was pushed to 4:15, and I was originally meant to be 12:30.
You got to be willing to bend a little bit. Roll with it. Well, have you been having some fun? Now, I know you said that you guys are headed to Texas tomorrow to lay down the vocals. So is anybody going to be able to hang out and just enjoy some of the festival?
No.
Oh, we're that's all unfortunate.
These guys were meant to fly out this afternoon, but the set got moved, so they're flying out tomorrow now.
You got to roll with the changes.
Sure do.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we give our listeners something to hear if they weren't able to make it down here? We're going to go ahead and play some. What one are you going to play with? Play for us
first?
We're
going to do a song called Ride It.
Ride It? Very cool. All right. Well, this is Meg Mack, joined by her band here at Hangout Radio, and this is a song called Ride It on 92 Zoo.
You're having hard times, you're having rough days. I bet those tall minds are having better days. Oh, well, the thing about me, thing about me, seen people throw change, run back to old flames. Well, I wash my cold hands, 'cause I've seen better days. Oh, well, the thing about me, hey, the thing about me, I got seven words to fight it. I got a uniform to hide it. I'm gonna skip some years and ride it. Ride it. And while you sit by, well, they gon' fly higher and move it round to find them better days. Oh, well, the thing about me is when I grow up, hey, and get my shit head up. I got seven ways to fight it. I got a uniform to hide it. I'm gonna skip some years and ride it. Ride it. I'm gonna move it. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna write it. Write it. I'm gonna write it. I'm gonna write it. 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 Write it.
Thank you so much for that. That's very cool. And that is one of the ones that is going to be on the new album then?
Uh-huh. Yeah. This song, I played it today for the first time in America.
Very cool. All right. Something else that Hang Out Fast can claim. Now, 2015 was a pretty big year for you. You got nominated for a couple of ARIA Awards.
Yeah, and,
So I wonder sometimes, because you notice there'll be artists that kind of poo-poo the whole award thing, or especially you've noticed some of the negativity towards the Grammys and stuff, saying maybe it's too commercialized. What gives you a little bit more excitement, like watching your songs kind of start to climb up in the charts, or when you get some of these awards and that recognition? Now, I'm not real familiar with the ARIAs, but that's basically the Australian version of the Grammys to a degree.
Yeah, I guess it's like a music awards.
Right.
Sort of thing.
So yeah. do you take more pleasure from getting recognized that way from the industry itself, or as, or like just when the album sells and you know your fans are listening? And
I think my
favorite
is the shows.
The shows.
When I can like look people in the eye when I'm singing, that's like my favorite part.
Where does this rate on it now, as far as Hangout Fest? I mean, you're touring all over the place. I mean, I'm sure that you've been in tons of different countries and doing this, but where does Hangout Fest rate? I know it was kind of a slow start.
But my first festival overseas.
Oh, really?
I've only done festivals in Australia. So
Very cool. Well, we feel special.
It was a big deal for me, so I was really excited.
Yeah, I mean, is it the biggest crowd you've dealt with, or just the festival atmosphere itself that's different?
No, just different, I guess, because it's not Australians, maybe.
Well, I get, what is different here and there as far as just some of the mindset? I've never been there. I've been a lot of places, but I've never been there. And I guess I get, you know, what is music a huge, huge deal over there like it is here? I mean,
I guess it is. I think everyone loves music.
Yeah, of course.
But I guess here, and the performances, it feels more fresh because I feel like the audiences haven't seen me play before.
Right.
And it's not, they don't hear me. So it's like a new audience and I have to almost work harder.
Well, we're glad you made your stateside debut here at the Hangout Fest. We're pretty proud of it. People like to think of it as one of the friendlier festivals. And so I guess as you get ready to drop your album, now you said you guys are headed there tomorrow, lay down some vocals and stuff for the new album.
Yeah.
Tentatively, do we know when we can expect a new album from you?
I'm hoping by the end of the year.
Right on. Well, I know you're excited about it, and you say you like doing the live performances and laying down the tracks and stuff. Is there now you're going to play one more song for us. Is this something, are you going to play something that is going to be on the album as well? What are you going to play for us?
No, I'm going to play Roll Up Your Sleeves.
Roll Up Your Sleeves? Right. Well, we would love to have a live performance of that anyway. That's actually, we've gotten a lot of positive response from that, like I said, on the radio station and stuff like that. So we're glad to have you here in person. Well, do you want to just jump into it and give us a performance of Roll Up Your Sleeves then?
Sure.
All right. We appreciate you guys coming by and doing this for us. Definitely.
Thanks for having us.
This is Hangout Radio. Meg Mack on the bus. I'm Tony. I got Tim over there on the board doing his thing. And right now we're going to hear Roll Up Your Sleeves on Hangout Radio. Enjoy.
All right. Oh. seat. Heat is waves black, head to toe. And oh, they're hunting me. So I go and I change my name. But they're chasing fame just like me.
Thank you so much, Meg Mack, here at Hangout Radio with us. And roll up your sleeves right there. I was thinking about as you were singing that, you know, he's not fancy. He wears black from head to toe. Is James and Tomek and them, are they contractually obligated to wear the black from head to toe? Because everybody on the bus right now is actually in black from head to toe.
I'm wearing blue.
Oh, well, there you go, setting yourself apart.
Yeah, I like to wear black.
Will any of you reconsider this next go-round coming to head? Because, I mean, you kind of lucked out as far as being decked out head-to-toe in black and getting kind of an overcast, cool kind of day along the beach. You come do Hangout Fest again, you might regret the whole head-to-toe black thing next time.
I think I always look a little bit out of place at the beachy festivals.
Right on. Well, you also mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, this is your first tour overseas and everything like that. Does it make a little bit easier having family with you?
Yeah, well, I've toured here, but I haven't done a festival yet. So this was my first festival thing. But it's so much more fun when I get to have these girls with me.
That's very cool. And have you all been together for a long time?
No, these guys aren't from Australia. So I met Tomek and James my first time here of South by Southwest, and I did a Clean Bandit tour with them.
Right on.
And then I met Nick a few days ago.
All right. Well, I'm glad we were able to all make your acquaintance, and thanks so much for coming by and spending a little bit of time with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And from what I've heard, I wasn't able to get out there and actually see you guys live, but I'm glad that everything went on and everybody's gotten rescheduled. And again, remember, there is an updated schedule that is available now. There's a link on our Facebook page if you want to check that out, but you can also go to hangoutfest.com and get the updated lineup for the evening. Hangout Radio will continue here from the lovely beaches of Gulf Shores for Hangout Fest 2016. I'm Tony. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for coming, guys. Bye, guys.